Congratulations, Coach. You know, last night you mentioned about how you were pretty excited to come back after your team's effort last night, and I think the kids definitely showed it. It took a little while and took a little surviving there in that fourth quarter, but a big road win for you guys this afternoon.
Yeah, it was a great win for us. You know, any win's a good win, but, you know, to kind of play the game pretty well for a majority of it and then to, you know, kind of cough up some possessions and just wide open layups because just not being very tough with the ball right there. Just hoping that something good happens instead of going out there and making it happen for yourself. I thought we left a lot of passes, you know, in positions to really get deflected and stolen. And, you know, so we kind of started rotating some guys in and out there late, kind of went offense, defense on them. And I thought some of our guys made some really, really good plays defensively and offensively. We moved well without the ball. Again, I thought Blaine did a great job with that. But, yeah, you know, it's another step in the right direction for us. You know, I think Cimarron's actually a very talented team. They're long. They create some problems just because of their length. Yeah. The passing lanes aren't where you think they are, and they kind of cover them up. So, you know, I thought our guys did a good job. You know, Lawson hits a huge shot for us there, and, you know, that was big.
I want to go to that play here. You'd missed a three earlier on that possession. You're up one, and you're probably thinking when Lawson throws that up, you're like, probably, oh, no, oh, no, oh, yes.
Yeah, no, I never think we're going to miss it, Adam.
Yeah.
So, I don't – after Austin's shot, I was pretty much okay with Lawson's shot. You know, it was like 6 feet closer. So, no, that possession, we wanted to get him moving, you know, and create some space for a possible drive. You know, I think Jace does that exceptionally well because he's so strong. But we kind of got a little sluggish, a little stagnant, really, and settled for a shot. You know, I thought we probably ran 35 seconds off the clock on that possession or maybe even a little bit more, but I thought we could have been a little bit more patient. But yeah, you know, that was a big shot. And then, you know, Sawyer's free throws down the stretch, you know, you don't really, you know, he steps up there and knocks them down. So that was good. You know, I thought early on our post players did what we needed them to do, and then we just kind of got a little sloppy, but you know, we were able to make enough plays down the stretch and made some big shots.
Yeah, you mentioned it. It was your posts that were carrying you in that first half. And then I thought the ball movement, the rotation in that third quarter when you built your lead up to 12, I think that's what was really big for you guys. And that was kind of a thing of beauty in that third quarter.
Yeah, it was nice to see. I thought we were being – we kind of talked to our guys about being handsy without fouling. And I thought they did a pretty good job of that. I think we got a few steals there and some leak outs that created some offense for us. And you know, again, that third quarter was, you know, the one I think we find Blaine cutting in there and getting his layup in typical, you know, Blaine fashion, you know, moving without the ball to get his basket. So, yeah, the third quarter was definitely a good one for us. You know, and until you really hold on to a lead in a fourth quarter, it is the way it is. It's the way the mind works. But you are always in the back of your mind thinking what could go wrong. You know, unfortunately, that's just the way it is. Until you... you know, you put a lead away and you hold on to a lead to win a game, it's always kind of creeping up in your mind. And, you know, you could probably see that for, you know, a good 3-4 minutes there. And then, you know, we were able to kind of put it behind us. And I thought we got our eyes up the floor and, you know, passed it over the top of their three-quarter trap. And we're able to get some easy ones.
Yeah, the poise for your team there, it didn't look like it for a while there. But when you're only up by one and they had a couple three opportunities, I thought – standing their ground and making some clutch defensive possessions down the stretch, especially when you see Harrison miss that and you have three players around him forced to travel. That was a good poise for your team.
Yeah, it was. You know, I thought the defense, and they missed a couple open shots, and I thought our defense made really good plays when they had to. We switched it up and went man there down, you know, the last few minutes. And I thought we did a good job staying in front of them. We didn't rebound it as well as maybe we would have liked. You know, that third quarter, or third or early fourth quarter, whatever it was, it just seemed like they were getting every offensive rebound. And long shots, you know, oftentimes create long rebounds. And maybe we're probably putting our heads under the rim a little bit too far. And like you said, we had some poise and we got the stops and we made the shots that we needed to when it counted.
Well, you're home for two of your final three games of the season, and starts off on Tuesday. You get senior night with the Colby Eagles, and I know Colby struggled as of late, but they've played a pretty tough schedule as well as of late, and This is an opportunity. I know you guys would like to have a little bit to, I don't know, revenge is the right word, but an opportunity to kind of knock them off here.
Well, absolutely. You know, we want to win each game, and we have to give ourselves a chance. You know, Colby is a team that, you know, the last time we played them, we were up, you know, for a while. And then the third quarter, we let Meyer just get hot. So we talked to our guys today about we've got to make another team's, you know, role players beat us. We can't keep allowing the best player on the team. And I think, I don't know how many five ended up with, but, you know, I think he had to work pretty hard for whatever he got. And, you know, 23 was knocking down shots. And then obviously you're upset because we're leaving him open. But
yeah.
we've got to make somebody else other than Ryan Meyer, you know, take us, you know, beat us. So, and not to say that they don't have guys that can do it, because they, you know, the Vaughn kid can get hot, and Peyton, and you know, he's a big kid, and they move the ball well, they run their sets well. So, you know, another team we'd like to get back out, but we got to continue to improve.
Congratulations on this big road win, Coach, and a big momentum win for you guys. And thanks again for joining me here, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks.